Once I got through through the hole, I had great blocking. Kickoff return team did a great job in executing the blocks and everything like that. So they left me a hole, so I just ran.
Have you felt like it's been close before? You guys seem like you've been close. It's the first one in 9 years for the Jaguars.
Yeah, we knew we was going to get the opportunity eventually. We got the opportunity previous weeks before. Kind of fell short, you know, getting to the 40 and 50. But as far as our mindset, we felt like we was going to get down there before the end of the year, and it happened today.
Was there anything that you saw on film with the Texans special teams that made you guys feel like when that chance comes, it's likely to be in this game?
You know, and anytime you got the opportunity to take a return, that's your chance. In our eyes, in my eyes, as a returner, I'm going to take it regardless. If you tell me to stop or go, I got to make sure AB get in my face in order to tell me to stop. But if he don't, I'm going to go regardless.
And at the end, you were pointing to a teammate to tell him there's a good block, right?
Yeah.
When you saw it open up, did you think this is it?
Yeah.
You've been waiting all year for
it. This is similar to the type of ones I got in college. So that's all it is. It's just patience. It's either you wait on the hole that's going to open up, or if you see one, you take it. And Coach Mal believed in me as far as, you know, taking the hole or waiting. And he just tell me to go out there and play. You know, every time I get the chance to go out there, kick our return, he tell me to go out there and play. And that's what I do. I mean, at the end of the day, we go out there and do what we're supposed to do. But we got great blocks. You can't shut that down. I would have never scored without the other guys. And the AB leading blocking at the end was very important. So without them, it would never happen.